It is true that lifestyle choices today are contributing to the high incidences of diabetes. And diabetes is really causing blindness in Namibia. So, unfortunately, the food, and this is because of the food that we are eating. Today, fast food is all over. Everything is having sugar. And that leads to diabetes. And unfortunately, you cannot cure diabetes, but you can only control it. The numbers of people going blind from diabetes have risen tremendously. It's like a pandemic almost, and something drastically has to be done about it. Also, healthy lifestyle is also expensive, and most of our people can't afford this healthy lifestyle. All what they know, it is bread, Coca-Cola is there, Fanta is there, it's macaroni, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken, all these type of things that lead to diabetes are all over the place. So I fully agree with what they are saying, the Ophthalmological Society of South Africa is saying, that is really true. You must know that when we were growing up as children, we were being told that diabetes and cancer is the diseases of the white people, which was really true, because those days, sugar, Coca-Cola, Fanta, bread never reached our villages, and especially in the northern parts of Namibia. People will only experience sugar or sweets maybe from people who are coming home during Christmas for holiday, from people who are working, for example, who have been working in the mines. So that's the only time they see sugar, but otherwise, they never had this type of refined foods and sugars at all. And that's why you never found this type of diseases in the villages or in the northern part of the country where I come from. It was never there. No cakes, there were no mayonnaise, there were no tomato sauce, there were no all this fancy food that we are having today. They were not there. Then that's why they didn't have these diseases.
Doctor, we do say that, you know, a healthy lifestyle is expensive. Can you give us some examples of how, you know, a healthy lifestyle should look like? What food?
Okay, if you want the healthy lifestyle, let us go back to our olden days of eating. Those days, like, at the village level, the food that we used to have, like, for example, in the northern part of the country, you have omakunde beans, you have sour milk, which is eaten with omahangu, and when you eat your sour milk, there is no sugar added to it. You have the oshikundu, which is fermented, and the fermentation of the oshikundu is made out of this good bacteria, and this, the acetobacillus. And these are very good to protect your immune system. Or maybe they dry their spinach, especially during this time, during rainy season, they have fresh spinach. They have their organic fruits, embe, nyandi, and dunga. All these type of things around. Meat was also there, but always not readily available. And fish was there during the rainy season, efunja. Then they have their fish, and sometimes they dry their fish so that they can eat their fish during winter time or something like that. So these were all organic foods. Today we have a lot of GMO and organic food that is leading to many, many diseases. The soil is no more fertile. The soil is no more having magnesium. That's why some people who can afford it are taking supplements. And our people and people who cannot afford it, how can they go and be buying, for example, things like magnesium, which are normally found in the healthy, in the good fertile soil, which you don't find today. So that somehow is a healthy lifestyle. Let us go back to what our ancestors used to eat, and then you don't have this. And also add some sport into your lifestyle. Our people were moving, they were working on their fields, ever busy throughout the year.
Yeah.
So that's why they never had most of this type of diseases.
Yeah.
What we call lifestyle diseases.
Doctor, thank you so much.